for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Fucking sweaty. It's my new girlfriend's name.
Why do you gotta be fucking sweaty?
Cause she's sweet, dude. She's sweet and sour. Big bone. Now that I got a hold of her. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the Copycat Show.
Welcome to the Copycat Show.
Today we're going to say everything twice.
Today we're going to say everything thrice.
And we have a guest all the way from Montana.
Yep, all the way from Montana.
His name's Tony.
Tony.
His name's not Tony, his name's Flames.
Flames!
Hey.
You were here for some other momentous days, such as like our New Year's Eve party with Al Minta.
Minta.
I said Minta. Like I'm from fucking Puerto Rico.
Al Minta, Puerto Rico.
Welcome to the episode, you guys. It's Monday.
Monday!
It's our officially, Monday. We're actually 2 years old today.
But today.
It was yesterday, but today's Memorial Day.
You don't Memorial
know
day.
You don't know what day it is.
Yep.
I had to deal with assholes in traffic today.
Yep, today.
Spiders and vinegaroons running through my car. I woke up this morning with spiders and vinegaroons in my car.
How do you do that?
Just wake up and go outside and open your door. And you're like, vinegaroons and spiders too.
Were there any cobs?
Is that a vinegaroon right there? Because that fucking haunts me. There's an alligator and a big old, like, weird spider right there.
Yeah, it is. It's a wicker spider.
And he's in a dusty tundra, too. He's, like, in a sand field.
Mm-hmm. And, it is. It is. What is a vinegaroon?
It's a big old
vinegaroon.
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 It's just like vinegar, but you put an oon at the end of it.
I know. What's with the vinegar?
It's some kind of a vinegary spider that's bigger than the regular spiders, and they live in the desert out by Joshua Tree,
mm-hmm.
which is where this band that came from that we're hearing in the background. Of course, this is a, what is it, Queens of the Stone Age.
How many vinegaroons does it make to make a groon?
Depends on where depends on where you groon them. They can be grooned to great lengths.
How do they look like vinegar, though?
They don't look like vinegar. They taste like vinegar when you eat them.
What? Have you ever seen one?
That's what I read in a dream.
Have you ever seen one?
Only pictures. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name, but I've never seen a vinegaroon.
They kind of look like scorpions a little bit, don't
A little
they?
Bit. They're like a spider roofie.
A spider roofie?
Yep.
Spiderion is what I meant to say, but I can't talk very well.
And they're actually the Lefanotis.
Oh, with M. Night Shyamalan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He would probably make a movie about a vinegaroon.
What? Could you say that again, the thing you said?
No.
They're thimminimiki? Okay. Because you know I'll make fun of your M. Night Shyamalan.
No, I don't think I could say it again.
You said it pretty good the first time. I'll just rewind the tape.
The Lifanida.
What's the Lifanida? I used to live in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
With in Idaho?
I ate some lithium in Idaho once.
Some people call them vinegarones.
Vinegarones?
Vinegarones, like cojones.
Oh, it must be.
Vinegarones?
Like the Mexican desert people.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the vinegarones. Look at the cojones on
the
that vinegarone.
Chupacabra.
Yeah, have you ever seen a chupacabra chasing a vinegarone? And eating his cojones? The chupacabra cojones.
They may burrow under logs, rotting wood, rocks, or other natural debris.
What?
They
That's
like
a real
humid,
thing you're
dark
talking
places
about?
And avoid light.
Yeah.
But the
Yeah.
So if they prefer humid, dark places and avoid light, you better watch out because you might find one in your butt.
That's right, because they'd like to hang out where the sun mm-hmm. don't shine.
Have you ever been checked to see if there's a Darth Vader in your butt?
No, I haven't because I don't really like Star Wars that much. I never had any of the collectible posable figures.
But you never know.
How could I not know? Because it's the Dark Lord?
Well, yeah, I mean, you just might not know. You never know.
How would I not know if there was a Darth Vader in my butt?
You never know. Maybe you don't know how it got in there. Why not just get checked just to make sure you don't have a Darth Vader figure in your butt?
I check every once in a while, and I've never found one in there.
I think that if you when you were sleeping, you might subconsciously hear a.
Oh, is that where farts come from? Darth Vader in your butt?
I've got James Earl Jones in my butthole.
No. You see that Louis C.K. skit on Saturday Night Live?
Which one?
One where they said, will you check my butt for a Darth Vader figure?
I must have, but I must have forgot it.
Mm-hmm. And then the other guy comes in and goes, hey, while you're checking him, can you check me too?
Oh, yeah. He's like, why would there be one in there? He's like, I don't know.
Yep.
This could be in there. I honestly thought that you were just being Dustin.
No, how well?
You were being Louis C.K.
Yep. I was.
He had a kind of controversial issue on his show a couple weeks ago about fat girls. I think we already talked about it, though. Yeah. How fat girls get really mad if you tell them that they're not fat. Because that's insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, the worst thing we can hear is, you're not fat.
I know, but sometimes you say that to a skinny girl who says she's fat, and then she gets mad because you say that she's not fat.
Yeah. That's when you say you're big boned.
Mm-hmm.
That's a medical anomaly. My bones are just swelling. Mm-hmm. I've got swollen bones.
Yep. Get House in on there to diagnose that shit.
Yeah. The bloody shit. You watch House very much, Flames?
Oh, once in a while.
You ever go house watching?
Yeah.
He deals with a lot of bloody anuses.
Bloody anuses.
And that's just not something
just
that
bloody stool.
An English person would call someone who's being an arsehole.
An arse.
You bloody anus? What are you, from House? Tell me your asshole is bleeding.
Yeah. He's very Sherlock Holmesian, which is kind of weird because Holmes.
Speaking of Sherlock
Holmes, House.
Have you seen the newer one where... Maybe that's where you said that dude is from.
From Fargo.
Okay, and
he's also in some other movies too.
It must be the one that Pete Holmes is making fun of. He's been doing some skits on his show, and Sherlock Holmes is always deducing stuff. Oh, I can tell by the slight mustard stain on the collar there that you had a rye on whatever, you know, roast beef on rye with mustard because your mother has a allergic reaction to mayonnaise, so you've never ate it. You know, just mm-hmm. because. And does he do that on that show, kind of?
Well, there's two Sherlock shows going on.
He was making fun of one of them.
There's the British one.
That's
Sherlock.
That must be the one.
And then there's NBC has that Elementary.
And it's like a
with
newer,
that one dude that kind of looks like that one dude from Saturday Night Live.
The one dude that looks like the one dude?
Yeah.
I know that one dude.
All right.
Sherlock Holmes Elementary, my dear Watson.
Yeah. I watched the BBC one. It wasn't bad.
Right on. But
it's
yeah.
weird, though, because the season's like 3 episodes. And they're an hour and a half long each.
That's odd.
So it's like a 6-hour-long season.
It's like a mini-series.
It is, but it's a whole season of a show. But they show it on Masterpiece Theater.
Ah,
and so it's like a show.
Theater.
It's a series. It's a season of a show within another complete different show. Same thing with that Mr. Selfridge. If you watch Masterpiece Theater, sometimes it's Mr. Selfridge on, which is that Jeremy Piven show. About that guy who started a store in Britain, in England, and it turned out to revolutionize the way stores displayed stuff and stores ran as more of a... Because before it was more you go there and you...
Ask for what you want.
Yeah, you ask for what you want. They don't have like...
Rows,
all the shirts laid out for you to look at and touch and stuff, you know.
Like, hi, how can I help you?
It wasn't an expo thing. You just went there. You knew what you needed. You got it, and
you'd go there to buy a specific thing.
Yeah, you didn't hang out, but he brought in, like, he'd bring in bands, and he had, like, the whole coffee place where you could just sit around and read, and he wanted to make the store a place where you hung out and spent time, therefore spent more money.
That's right. Because who doesn't like to hang out at the store?
Yeah.
Especially, like,
but
kids.
But it's weird because the character is, you know, very nice and genuine kind of a character like that, even though, you know, I mean, he's got his downsides too. But you're just waiting because it's Jeremy Piven. You're just waiting for the twist of all of a sudden he's going to, like, pull out a knife and start stabbing people, slicing their throats, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, they were making fun of one of those Sherlock Holmes shows, and he'd go into great detail about what he had deduced. Mm-hmm. And the guy would go, yeah, that's completely wrong. None of that was correct. And he'd like,
yeah.
And then he'd do another one, and that was completely wrong. And then finally he's like, so, I'm wrong. And he's like, you are. And he's like, I knew it. I knew.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen the Elementary, but both House and the new Sherlock do a great job of them pulling shit out of the air and for some reason being right when, you know.
It's not even possible.
Yeah.
You got to be a psychic to do that shit.
Mm-hmm, you just kind of got to.
You're like, well, because of my years of experience, obviously, this is precisely what happened.
The Sherlock show does it to the extreme degree, though.
But see,
he's a rapid talker that's just,
he's talking, just
the way that his, what do you call it? The rhythm of your speech.
Mm-hmm.
The rhythm of his speech is cadence and the way it's written and stuff and just the facts flowing out. It makes it kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then that guy playing Watson, who plays Fargo, he plays a good Watson. You know,
yes.
But it's easy to watch because it's only like, you know, season's only three episodes or so, like, you know, and it's like one case.
Yeah, you don't have to spread your mind so wide and fucking think of so much, which is maybe why it's more popular.
Not like the Mad Men where the season's like 6 years.
Yeah. And see, and I've been talking about that Pete Holmes show. I enjoy it. And unfortunately, just found out a couple days ago, canceled.
Really?
Yep. I guess it's all about ratings, you know?
It is all about ratings in the 18 to 49 market.
Is that what's most important?
Yep, the 18 to 49.
Huh.
That's where they really...
hey, we're all in there.
Ratings.
You guys, we're part of the solution.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so don't watch any more of that Mindy show.
No. Okay, so we tried to think of some different stuff to do for this awesome interview. Oh, it's not an interview. For this awesome episode of 300. Didn't think of nothing.
No.
We just smoked some weed.
What about that?
So it's
did
normal.
You ever watch 300?
No, I don't like those Spartan movies.
You never watched it? You didn't know? You never watched Spartacus?
No. I didn't. I barely watched Gladiator.
No wonder you don't get the whole Spartacai thing.
Oh, there's more than one of them. I totally. I know what Spartacus and Spartacai is, but
no, that's a great movie to watch when you're going to sleep.
I bet
it'll put you right to sleep.
But I'd get about 30 minutes at tops, 30 minutes into a 3-hour movie.
Yeah, you gotta like watch that movie in 7 different sittings.
I have a hard enough time watching Fargo because it's like a full hour without the commercials. It's weird. I record it on my DVR, and then when I go to watch it, it says 1 hour, 19 minutes.
Hmm. What show? Fargo?
Yeah.
The movie?
No. The TV show.
The TV show, yeah.
It's 1 hour and 12 minutes?
19. Pay attention.
Yep. Well, I knew it was in the teens.
No, 19. Well, 12's not in the teens. You said 12. No, it's right before the teens. 12 is preteen.
If you're talking age.
Yeah. And numbers. It's not 12 teen.
Teen starts in the tens.
No, teen is 13.
Ten, teen.
8, 9, 10.
Double figure.
Oh, so it goes 8, 9, 10, teen, 11, teen, 12, teen.
No, there's no 10, teen.
It's
canteen. Canteen.
I'm counting canteens. That's what my job was.
And chewing dentine.
You know what I found out something fucked about the service?
What?
That, like, they've been getting these people to go into the National Guard, you know. National Guard's supposed to be, like, weekend warriors. They're not really going to ever get drafted because the draft isn't a thing anymore. But now, like, all of a sudden, they're, like, making weekend people go to, Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever they're going. My little nephew wants to go. He's stoked.
Wow.
But a friend of his was a lady who had joined the National Guard, and then they said, yeah, you do weekends, and then she got pregnant, and she had a baby, and now the baby's 8 months, and they're making her go to Afghanistan for 2 years. And her mom has to watch the baby.
Nice.
While her mom, while the mom of the baby goes over and tries to get herself killed.
Mm-hmm.
War is hell, people. Yes. Hey, here's something I might do. I'll try to do on every episode. Funny Russian headline of the day.
Wait a minute, can I have a, there's a song by Harry Kindergarten.
Yeah, is it about a funny Russian headline?
Nope. Numbers in the teens start with a one.
That's not true. I don't.
Dude,
believe.
It's written by Harry Kindergarten.
Well, let's ask Flames. That's also like the thing. What's the first day of the week? What's the first day of the week, Flames?
Monday is the first day of the week.
Yeah, that's what I always thought.
But Sunday is calendar.
What? If you go from left to right?
Not on every calendar. It depends on what calendar you buy.
What calendar you buy that starts with a Monday?
I don't buy calendars. Come on, you're going to get one
all
for
the calendars
free.
Start
I see
on
one
Sunday.
Hanging right here.
I know, and it's stuck on August.
It's from 2004.
Goes Sunday through Saturday.
Okay, here's
a calendar week.
Here's funny Russian headline number one.
All right.
Crocodile injured by falling accountant during circus bus accident in Russia. That's Russian, obviously, but that's an actual... Mm-hmm. I didn't read the story because I didn't want to ruin it. I'll read that in American for you. Crocodile injured by falling accountant during a circus bus accident.
That can happen.
Where?
In Russia.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's first Russian headline, number one. We'll go 100 Russian headlines for
all right.
whole season. That's the only new segment we have is funny Russian headlines.
Funny Russian headlines today.
And it might just blow up.
Yep.
Like a bomb. Would you guys... Oh, you just got back from Montana.
Did you hear about that woman that got hit by a deer?
No. Maybe.
She got off a bus in the city and a deer hit her.
Whoa.
Wow.
So you're getting off a bus... And you look to your one side, and there's a deer in the mid-jump.
Coming at your ass, huh?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I thought I saw a jogger a few months ago got nailed by a deer, too.
Nope, this one was wandering around on the streets, and then they think it got excited by all the people in the bus, and then just started running and leaping.
Was he depressed?
And just as she was getting off a... I don't know.
What makes a deer just aimlessly wander the streets?
They do. I've seen one in downtown Denver, downtown Corvallis. You see him?
Have you ever seen a deer in downtown Julie Brown?
No, but I'm sure there's a few.
That'd be a huge vagina.
Yeah.
Deer downtown Julie Brown.
Yep. Maybe she gave birth to a fawn.
No, I was actually in Portland just Saturday night, and I saw no deer.
Was it all right for fighting?
No deer.
There were no fights.
Oh, so it wasn't all right for fighting.
There was a lady who was mad enough that I would have liked to have punched her.
A lady who was mad enough.
You've both probably met her. You played at the Ash Street Saloon, right, Flames?
No, I haven't.
No, I thought you guys played there. You did, Dustin. And you remember the lady, Heather?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know her.
She's not going to listen to this because she's a fucking bitch. I'm sorry. She's nice enough and we're friends, but she knows she's a bitch. And she was fucking pissed last night before we even got there. And so like, oh, I'm pissed, so I'm going to be a dick to you, to me. That's her, to me. And then she kind of got a little nicer throughout the night. But thanks to everybody who came up to Portland or came out from Portland and came to the show. Victims played up there at Ash Street Saloon. But Heather was not nice. Because some of the bands were late. She didn't know some of the bands had
underage. She likes things going on.
She does. So it was like 100 things, dude. It was like, oh, nobody wanted to work the door. Oh, people didn't want to pay $6. Oh, there's 5 bands. What? Oh, there's underage members in some of the bands. All the bands aren't here yet? Then we get there. Do you guys got your stuff in? I go, well, the guy with the drums isn't here yet. And she's like... Well, I need to close these doors and do a sound check because the show starts in 30 minutes and it's just like, I was like, I'm sorry, but we had to drive for like 2 hours and the dude had to work and she's like, I talked to the guys in their band, like, they go, don't worry about it, dude. She was pissed when we got here. So, but then she got nicer.
Yep.
She said
maybe
somebody,
that's how she gets her ship flowing.
She said somebody close the door, I close the door, and she's like, thank you, Mr. Victims.
Thank you, Mr. Victims.
She said that over the yeah, she was up in her little crow's nest mixing board area up there, sound guy area.
Mr. Victims.
Mr. Victims. I think that's my new name. But Spawn kicked ass, no bass player though. Weird.
Hmm. Do they have any Bremolos?
Bremolos? Which
they
Bremolo?
All wore no, but they all wore bolo ties.
Really?
No. But that'd be funny.
It would be.
What's Bremolos?
What if there was a death metal band?
Just wore bolo ties.
No, they're dressed like dressed the country part.
My grandpa used to make bolo ties out of, he'd polish rocks.
Oh, really?
And then buy the string.
Are you sure he didn't polish rocks?
Oh, he was Polish. No, there's not many good rock bands from Poland.
All right. But, so,
she was mad, though.
What if you had the you had a death metal band that just dressed country style, like you had the striped button-up shirts, right?
With a bolo tie.
Yeah, and you had the traditional hat.
And you always have.
And
to
you
have
had the boots
and the
that you wore
buckle.
With the pants tucked in.
The belt buckle.
Mm-hmm. And the belt buckle, the big belt buckle.
Yeah.
Like the way too big belt buckle.
And you just
and
come
spurs.
Out there, and they're ready for you to go. Ha!
Yep.
And you're like. Whoa.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa! These guys are fucking country metal.
The lead singer would have, when he's not roaring, he would have like a piece of hay sticking out of his mouth.
You could have all their lyrics like death metal, but themed about like country stuff, like
yeah, like farms and tractors.
And your wife leaving you, and the dog died, the truck broke down.
Yep,
I fucked the neighbor's babysitter.
Down where watermelons grow.
there was a band last night called, or the other night, Saturday, called Hyborian Rage, and all of their lyrics are based on an old 1920s author who wrote a lot of stuff like Genghis Khan and about King Cole. Not Nat King Cole, but the actual...
Old King Cole?
The old one, yeah. He was a merry old soul. But no, it was weird because the guy would introduce... It was the guy that plays for Truculence, and he's just a singer. And he would like introduce...
In a rock and roll band.
Every like nuance of what this... This is about the story from 1927 where... This guy did this, and then they shot the person, and then these three things happened, and then that, and he kind of got fucked over because it was like back then. It's like, so it's like this death metal dude, and he's just talking about like literature from the 30s.
Yeah.
But they were badass, but it was just weird lyrical context for a death metal band. And you couldn't understand what he was saying because
it'd make for some good videos, probably, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because your lyrics would have
a story.
Imagery.
Yeah. Every song is a story. Every picture. Tells a thousand stories.
Every picture tells a story, don't it?
Story donuts.
With maple.
And we were right around the corner from Voodoo Donuts. Didn't even go there.
Doing it.
Because I was afraid of cops. And then, check this fucking story. I almost forgot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Cops. Story. What?
Florida.
Bueller. No, so I'm headed home. It's like 1:44. And I'm just passing the 217 overpass there on I-5, headed south, trying to make it home at 1:44 in the morning. It's still 55 miles an hour there. I thought it was up to 65, so I was cruising at about 71. I just happened to be at 55. Well, that's what the cop told me. So, yeah, got pulled over, and we're in my mother-in-law's car.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the registration's there, but we're looking for... insurance. And so at first I thought the cop was going to be a dick. I was expecting maybe to get the car towed. Who knows what.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just want to let you know that you're, this is being recorded. I'm Officer Dickens from the fucking cops. And the reason that I pulled you over was because of your speed. Do you realize how fast you were going?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I think I was going about 65. And he's like, I clocked you at 71 and a 55 back there, the 217 over. Any reason why you're going so fast? Or no, license registration. Then why are you going so fast? I goes, well, I don't know. I go, I'm from Brownsville. And he's like, well, the speed signs are the same up here as they are down there. He's like, I didn't mean that, sir. I meant I'm just not from here, and I'm trying to head home. Where are you coming from? Told him. Been drinking? No. Just soda. And he's like, okay. You guys look for that insurance card. I'll be right back. Because we gave him the registration of my license.
Mm-hmm.
Came back. We found a bunch of expired ones. And looking through, can't find it. And he's like, all right, well, don't worry about looking for that insurance thing. He goes, because I'm just going to let you off with a warning tonight. But watch your speed and have a good night. And I was like, wait, you can't just... Or I mean, thank you.
You're going to be on Cops.
I know, he let me go. Well, it wasn't film. He said I'm being recorded.
Oh.
Audio. Oh. I guess they record their audio conversations. And fucking cops are just killing people for fucking nothing lately. Have you seen all that shit on the news?
That's what they do.
They fucking... they're not supposed to kill them for nothing.
Maybe they misinterpret that Dire Straits song.
I was lucky, dude. I forgot my
kill
weed
them for nothing.
I forgot my weed and pipe at home. So we had no weed and pipe. No alcohol. Hadn't been smoking. The vehicle smelled like a peach.
Yes.
Because mother.
And see what happens? You get pulled over.
I know. And I was just looking him right in the eye and being totally honest with him. And they're like going, fuck. And I was like, it's going to be fine. And they're like, I almost felt like that Cheech. I go, he's probably going to just let us go. But I didn't even say it.
Because
They would have said, oh, yeah, like he's really just going to let us go. How many times you get pulled over in Portland fucking by a cop in the middle of the night on fucking Saturday night and they just let you go? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Dude, I watched that last Comic Standing episode.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't got to watch the whole thing, but I watched a lot of parts of it. What'd you think?
I think it's a gimme.
Dude, it's a show. It's just like all those shows.
Dude, if Jimmy Schubert doesn't win it, there's something wrong.
Oh, that's a gimme?
I think so. He's a seasoned veteran. I mean, he's been fucking everywhere, man.
I know, but did you notice how many seasoned veterans are on there?
Yeah, but I mean, come on. His head isn't above any of the other people, though. I think so, as far as, like, you know, where he's been.
Well, it's not all about where he's been. It's about where you are right now.
That's true, but he's still doing stuff. He's still funny.
But you know what I think?
His bit killed, too.
I think it's just another show. It's just like American Idol and all that shit. That's what that doesn't appeal to me. I'll still watch it.
What do you mean? With the backstory stuff?
Yes.
Well, it's just the first few episodes, though.
Yeah, it's going to be that way the whole time. The other times they were living in a house together. It's like a reality thing. It's not a contest. It's like a show.
Yeah, it's edited for TV.
It's guised as a contest, but it's just a TV show.
Just like a movie. It's edited for TV. Well, they want sponsors. They want to make money.
I would go on there, but I wouldn't wait in line. But I'm just amazed, dude. Like, the majority of the people that I saw, not the majority, but a lot of them that got through, already, like, the one guy that got through was that guy that I was talking about. Cameras don't take pictures. Pictures take pictures. He's already got a Comedy Central special and a Netflix special. Most of them have Netflix specials and Comedy Central specials, but they don't have a development deal with NBC and $250,000. So I don't know what the cutoff is. It's like, well, you can't have a deal with NBC. Maybe that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's open. Yeah. Louis C.K. could probably go in there. Oh, no, he has a deal.
Yeah. Well, he probably makes more than that to make it worth it for him to try to enter a competition, you know?
Yeah. That true. But most of those people I've either seen on Gotham Comedy Live or Comedy Central or Comedy Time TV or just because I watch
or Byron Allen. Why doesn't Byron Allen get on there? He already has a show.
He's kind of washed up.
No, I bet you he's worth some money.
How much you think he's worth?
I don't know. I'm gonna guess $13 million.
Well. While you look that up, I'm not even going to guess.
What are you going to guess?
Guess less is all I can say.
You're taking the under on $13 million.
But you guys probably heard about it, and you listeners that watch the news of the E. coli scare up there in Portland. We couldn't drink the water for a couple of days without boiling it, and then we were drinking water up there. But it was from a keg. They bought a keg of water. You can buy a keg of water.
$6 million.
I win. Ding, ding, ding,
all
ding.
Right. Now I'm going to look up the net worth of G.G. Allen.
Ooh. He's death worth. But they had an E. coli scare because too many birds shitting in the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
And the rich people that live by the place don't want to look at an ugly old tarp covering up the reservoirs. But I did a show on Friday in Salem with Stephanie Pirtle, an old friend from the Eugene comedy days.
$13.2 billion.
G.G. Allen?
Paul G. Allen.
Oh, Paul G. Allen. John Volioli. But yeah, and so she was doing some jokes about the Portland water situation, and I'd like to also, I don't know who's listening. I don't care. Everyone, in my opinion, everyone that I know is listening to this show right now. So thanks for coming out up to the Capital City Theater. It was a good time. I offended some people, and I got some gasps from this lady who was in the front row, and she was not heckling in a bad way, but she was trying to interact with every comic. And the host kept telling her, hey, I know you're new to this, but you should come back on Tuesday when it's open mic because you're good at saying stuff, but you're not supposed to be saying stuff. Just let the comics do their thing. Maybe ask them questions after their set. Don't talk to them. And so I did the thing about the abortion sucking half my leg off, and she went, oh. She gasped so loudly. I recorded my set, and you can hear her gasp. She gasped twice. It was awesome.
Wow. Sweet.
I love making people gasp.
Gasp it up.
I bet Gigi Allen doesn't even come up for net worth.
He does. It tells a whole bio on him. On
well, of course, he's got a bio,
thing.
But not... Is he worth $2,000? What did he do?
What's that?
His net worth was $2,000.
No, I was trying to figure it out. He'd be like 58 this year.
Can you imagine Gigi Allen at 58 just tearing shit up, shitting on stuff?
Yeah, good.
He could probably shit a lot better, just a lot more inconsistency with his shit. Like, not like frequency, but like just the consistency of his actual shit.
He'd probably be stained in spots.
Yeah. Stained in spots.
Yeah, and have to wear like them plastic diaper liners.
Hey, where'd you come from, man? It's Flames. He's back on the show. He left for a while. He went down to New Orleans. Came back.
New Orleans.
Hey, I got a funny New Zealand story.
All right.
I've been watching some New Zealand shows, so I'm working on my New Zealand accent, and pretty soon we'll have a fucking character on. And all short poppies.
Oh. All right.
Crikey.
Anyway, a cat in New Zealand shocked its owner when it dropped a bag of marijuana on its doorstep. Dog may be man's best friend, but this kitty delivered 5 grams of marijuana, valued about $130, to a woman who was not pleased of a pet's gift. She called police at 6 p.m. on a Sunday, asking to remove the drugs. Sergeant Reese Monroe.
Why do you need a cop to remove the drugs?
Oh, you can't be touching that shit. Them New Zealanders, they don't know what marijuana is. You touch it, you might get addicted to heroin.
They got
to know what it is. It's a fucking gateway drug, don't you know?
You might get addicted to heroin.
Sergeant Reese Monroe said, you hear of cats bringing dead birds and rats home, but I certainly in my career have never seen anything like this before.
Well, it was dead bird strain.
It was.
That was the strain of
mixed
weed.
Mixed with the pineapple dog shit.
Yep.
These people and their weed names is just getting ridiculous. But, they said they're going to examine the bag for fingerprints to see if they can identify the owner. Is that worth their time to fucking search the database of fingerprints in New Zealand? Yeah. They said the cat has not been charged.
They should, though.
Cat should be fucking thrown in prison with that
distribution.
Dog. Yeah. It was over a gram. It's different for cats. It's like cat years.
Mm-hmm.
5 grams is like 5 pounds. And human pounds. So yeah, that's my cat New Zealand story.
I got some news from
you
New
got
Zealand.
Some news New Zealand
news from New Zealand
news from New Zealand.
Well, it was news in New Zealand. Someone in New Zealand reported it as news, but it didn't happen in New Zealand.
You know what's weird about New Zealand?
What's that?
The first part of it is news. Eland. Okay,
so yeah, there were some cops in England, Essex.
It's in London.
Isn't that where David's from?
David Essex, yes. I spent some time in London, actually.
Did you? With David Essex?
I was born in New Zealand, but lived in Essex for quite some time.
But the cops were driving through the streets.
We call them bobbies over
playing
here.
Playing your favorite KRS-One song.
My favorite KRS-One song?
Yeah, Sound of the Police.
Sound of the Police?
Mm-hmm.
You've got me confused with someone else.
From KRS's first solo album, Return of the Boom Bap. Have you ever heard that?
I don't even know what KRS stands for.
KRS-One?
I've heard of the name. Not
he
familiar
had, he
with
He came
this.
Up with the... He coined the term edutainment.
Edutainment?
Mm-hmm.
Educational entertainment?
Yep.
Yeah.
What does KRS stand for?
Chris.
Chris Wan? It's fucking ridiculous.
I don't know what ridiculous. It stands for.
Did you say
what else
ridiculous?
Could it stand for? Kangaroo. Roo.
Oh, in New Zealand, we say kangaroo really sexy. One.
One.
Kangaroo really sexy one. That's what we call KRS-One over there. He's really sexy one. Yes, please come to my house and remove these drugs.
His name is Lawrence Krishna Parker.
Krishna?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, seriously?
This is his nickname here.
He's known as KRS, the teacher, the Blastmaster, and Big Joe Crash.
What? How many fucking AKAs do you need?
Yeah, AKAs.
You know what they call
them, man?
AKAs.
Why are you spelling it, man?
Yeah.
Teacher. That's what I call him.
I thought it was called AKA.
Teacher. Teacher.
He's Dustin Gatchel. AKA Gatch.
Yep. KRS-One.
AKA Flames.
KRS-One is an acronym for Knowledge Reigns Supreme Over Nearly Everyone.
No. It stands for Kangaroo Really Sexy on Netherland Seas.
Oh, it's Knowledge Reigns Supreme Over Nearly Everyone.
Netherlands everywhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Knowledge
whatever.
Reigns Supreme Over Nearly Everyone.
See, and it's because of things like
Chris
that I don't
Chrisoni.
Listen to KRS-One.
But those cops were. They were blasting it out of their cop car right in the middle of the street.
Really?
Driving down the street, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you listened to a lot of rap in 93. Beastie Boys.
My rap listening was very inside a pretty small box, which I could probably...
Anthrax.
Well,
the Beastie Boys you were rocking in 93.
Yeah, well, not as much. We're talking late 80s.
They coined the term mullet.
Here's about what my rap collection consists of. We got some Beastie Boys, most all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Some Tone Loke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eazy-E.
Yeah.
N.W.A.
No.
The Cottonmouth Kings.
Okay.
And
Digital Underground.
No, Digital Underground. A couple M&Ms.
MC Shan.
M&Ms.
A One Run DMC.
Mm-hmm.
And
Digital Underground.
No Digital Underground. I think that's about it. Yeah. Tone Loke.
Mm-hmm.
I did have Two Live Crew, and mm-hmm. I wish I still had it because I loaned it to someone back in the day and they never returned it. And now that thing's fucking worth $2 or $3 at least. And compared to other CDs, that's like five times as much as you can get for a regular CD at like a pawn shop because it'll give you like a quarter.
Yeah.
CDs are just worthless as far as monetary value these days.
I want to see if I can buy all the... I want to collect every single soundtrack for The Bodyguard out there.
That's a good thing. You could probably get on the internet for that.
You could probably buy them super cheap.
Yeah?
And buy the fistful.
Well, dude, that guy on the internet, like I was just talking about, said he wanted every copy of Speed on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And people were just sending them
That's
to him for free.
I think
they were just sending them to him for free.
I know.
So if you say I want every copy of the Bodyguard soundtrack on on cassette,
but
then
think
they
about
would
it
send
though.
You.
How many of those do you think if you're getting millions of them right, at least a few will contain a dollar bill in there?
No. Yeah. Why?
Somebody hit a dollar bill on the in their copy of the Speed VHS box.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Do people do weird things? But if you're talking about millions, the odds are.
All right. Here's going out to all you listeners here of the Terry and Gadge Comedy Show. If anybody has a copy of the Bodyguard original movie soundtrack on cassette. On cassette. CDs. Please send this to us along with $1.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In the cassette tape, and please have it rewound to side two because I like that side. The B side is the best. B is for best, as always.
Mm-hmm.
A is for all right.
All right now.
I don't know if you guys knew that, but that's what A and B stands for on sides of cassettes because it's always the B side's the better side, and the A side's all right.
The butter side?
Better.
Butter.
Better's always butter when you get your better.
Their butter side always falls up.
If your butter batter's bitter, then you better put some more butter in it.
Did you know that when you drop a slice of toast, the butter side lands up?
No, not always. Cats always land on their feet. That's what you were thinking.
No, I've had a cat land on its head before when you tie its legs.
Yeah.
And drop and throw it from 2 feet.
Yep.
Throw it from 2 feet above the ground. Straight down. You land on your back. You're not a cat. That's like if you're a witch, we're gonna sink you. if you sink, you're not a witch, but you drowned it, darn it. If you float, we're gonna kill you because you're a witch. Okay. Here you go, Kitty. We're gonna drop you on your back from 2 feet. If you can land on your feet, you're a cat. If not, we're gonna kill you. And there's more than one way to skin you.
Who won Dancing with the Stars?
The one leg, the fucking legless girl, dude. The fucking chick with 2 fucking artificial legs.
Dude, you're busted.
I should know that. I have artificial legs. I didn't watch it.
No.
I didn't even know.
I belong to a
group of prostheticist enthusiasts.
Did they just win? Did they just announce a winner of Dancing with the Stars? No, was that
like,
real?
That was like a week or so ago. We got over. That was the night, remember I told you that they were watching The Voice in one room?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Dancing with the Stars in the other. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to the car wash to play some music, okay? I don't want to watch either one of these shows. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to even hear them in the background of my ear ball holes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there's this girl, and she's an Olympic snowboarder.
Yep.
That has a double amputee below knee. Below knee amputee, it's called a BK. She's a BK double amputee.
And
I'm talking in amputee terms from a friend, Michael Voss, from out there in Boston. You listening, Mike?
Does she wear prosthetics when she snowboards, or does she just ride lower?
No, she wears prosthetics.
Okay.
And she also
That's
wears...
That's a valid question, I think, though, because, I mean, maybe it's easier to control, or you're more in the
What, just
field.
Lock the stumps into some...
Because you want a low center of gravity, don't you, when you're snowboarding?
Yeah, but you got to have feet to balance pretty much.
It's hard to balance. You want to keep your weight kind of back a little bit and always the front edge in the air.
Join us in the studio.
You never
want to
let that
enthusiast and
front edge
All right,
get
so,
low.
So she's won awards.
Well, yeah, she's an Olympic... athlete, and so that's why she's a star. That's why she's on Dancing with the Stars. And she has these high heel feet on her prosthetic legs that make her like she's on her tippy toes. And then she usually dances with no shoes. So it's like they look like real feet. She's dancing around. Well, they look like real prosthetic feet. Mm-hmm. But it's just weird, dude. I don't know if you can find anything online. I know you don't like dancing, but to watch this girl... Mm-hmm. Dance
that is crazy though that
and of course
carves her legs like heels
my
basically
wife,
right
well
the prosthetics they're molded to look like heels
the
right?
the feet are just molded to fit into a heat like a high heel the foot just looks like it's in a high heel shoe so she can wear high heel shoes.
Yeah, I thought you were saying that though, because you could just like
make shoes on the feet.
Yeah, just make it all in one piece, and you could paint it up or whatever, right?
Yeah, no. She's got feet. That way she can wear high heels and be an elegant whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
And so my wife is all into dancing, and she likes that. And she's like, I wish we could do like some salsa or some ballroom dancing. And I was like, I've got one leg. I can't. She's like, this girl's got 2 no legs, and she won. Sorry, babe, if you're listening, that's not how you talk. But I'm just trying to make a point here. Yep. And I try to convince her, because anybody listening who's an amputee will know the difference is AK or BK. AK-47, BK-47. Above the knee, amputee, totally different story, because you got no knee. I ain't got no knee.
Yep, you don't got
the
bend.
No foot. Well, you got your knees, dude. You're just like basically on stilts. And you can still like kick your knee, and you can lift your foot up, and you can... I can't really lift my knee up. So, but that was
well.
Pretty,
you don't have a knee.
Well, even my fake knee area.
Oh yeah, okay.
Like I can't lift my thigh up and like high step and march, you know, like or anything like that, or do like a high kick with my fake leg. I did a pretty good rock kick other night.
I don't.
I think somebody might have got a picture of it. Hey, if anybody got any pictures of the show, I'm pretty narcissistic. I'd like to see some pictures of myself. But yeah. Who won Survivor? Bam.
It was a cross between, wasn't it, Woo and somebody else?
Woo?
Yeah, it was Woo.
Woo!
And he's half of the Wu-Tang Clan. And then, no, but it was won by the guy who, the cop.
Hey, have you guys...
It was the cop guy.
Have you bought that new...
The cop guy won?
What? Yeah. He did?
Oh, shit.
I don't even know who that is, but my parents are probably stoked. When's Big Brother going to start again?
Probably soon.
You don't watch that
one? Because it runs opposite of Survivor, I think.
Yeah, my parents love that fact. Because then they always got something to watch.
Yep.
But what was I going to say?
I like the weird little games they play on Survivor, though. And some of those are fucking crazy shit. Especially if you've been out there for 30 some odd days, you think your fucking mental capabilities would probably be near nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about myself sometimes. My mental capabilities are near nothing, man. Makes me feel like Jim Ignatowski from fucking Taxi. What are you guys talking about? I'm just fucking...
Man.
You like Ignatowski?
Do you like celebrities?
I really kind of don't. I mean...
Do you like crazy celebrities?
I like stories about crazy celebrities. Right. But if I met a celebrity, I would probably not be that interested. Depends on what level.
What if it was Jimmy Poggy?
I don't even know who that is, so to me...
Jimmy Poggy?
Not a celebrity. Sorry.
Dude, he's the guitarist for that band.
What band?
Jimmy Poggy.
He's the guitarist for Jimmy Poggy?
No, Jimmy Poggy. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Oh, Paige.
Yeah, maybe that's
it. Yeah, he's a dick. I'm pissed at him, man.
Why?
I just found out over the last few months how much plagiarism he's done on the first few albums and how he's
about. Well, he kind of always, there was, that kind of stuff was always out there, though, right?
You can sugarcoat it however you want it, man. Still fucking, he should have said, hey.
It's still rock and roll to me.
It is.
And
what's
Billy Joel.
What's the matter with the song I'm stealing? Can't you hear I've done the 75 times? That song was definitely stolen, dude. That could be like 10 songs. Well, just you gotta change the fucking words and make sure that it rhymes.
Meow, meow.
Give me fucking $5 million more.
It's too bad Billy Joel writes catchy songs, isn't it?
New wave, next phase, out of fame. Look, was this still sucking dick to me? All right, Rico. Come on, Rico, suck it. I mean, blow.
Now, remember when he talked about Woody Harrelson's dad and he was maybe one of the people that was in on the JFK killing and he was a hitman?
What?
Yeah, he was hired to murder a judge. Remember that?
I know. I think he was.
Woody Harrelson's dead. He walked out on his family in 1968.
Woody Harrelson's dead.
And he killed at least two people before going to prison. And he got out early. He was hired to murder a judge and went back to prison.
Do you think they'd be mad if we made like a play about that?
No.
Dude, that sounds like an interesting topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woody Harrelson's dead.
Kelsey Grammer first lost his mom and grandpa when he lived with them. And then 2 years later...
He needs to pay more attention.
And 2 years later, his dad was shot to death on his front lawn by a crazed taxi driver.
Woody Harrelson?
No, this is Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, you've moved on. Okay.
Yeah, Kelsey Grammer. He lost his mom and grandpa who he lived with. And then 2 years later, his dad was shot to death on the lawn by a crazy taxi driver. Then his younger sister was murdered by a gang of robbers in a Red Lobster parking lot.
Say that 3 times fast. A gang of robbers in a Red Lobster rock bop.
Then his two half-brothers died in a scuba diving accident.
Dude, that guy was experiencing a plague of bad luck.
Then a good friend died on 9/11, and another was murdered by his own wife. And one of his former wives tried to kill herself and ended up killing their unborn child.
Those three things happen all the time. Great job by
Kelsey Grammer for your life.
Kelsey Grammer is bumming. Kelsey Grammer was bumming. See, every act of the play could just be like some tragic things that happen to celebrities, and we could just not make fun of it, but just a little light. Just make light of it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson's dead. Get some milk.
Did you know Jack Nicholson was born out of wedlock?
Really?
So her parents
That bastard!
So her parents raised him as their own, and he grew up believing his mom was his sister.
I had heard that before, yeah. But I didn't know the wedlock part, but I knew that he thought his mom was his sister.
It made it really weird, too, when he just thought he was having sex with his sister, but it was his mom.
He's like, man, it's so much worse to fuck your mom. Like, sisters are supposed to do that. Yep. Dude, my fucking daughter has been watching Ice-T in SUV.
I saw Ice-T on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, wait, SVU Ice-T, that show?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking CSIHIJKLMNO Ice-T.
I know which one you're talking about.
It had the kid from Weeds on it, the younger boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was must have been a long time ago because it was, like, younger than he was in the first season. Mm-hmm. He was, like, playing a 14-year-old who was raping a bunch of kids. All they show is, like, I don't watch that show that much, but every time I've seen it, and that I guess that's what it's about now. It's all about, like, violent sex crimes against kids.
SUV?
Yeah.
Well, they had to replace the one show.
And then Ice-T is always saying, you mean...
Trapped by a Stranger or whatever.
He's like, you mean, and then he'll say what they were accused of doing. Like, he's surprised. He's fucking Ice-T, all right? He used to be a gangbanger. He's heard of... And this kid was saying...
Well, Ice-T was also in the Army.
I heard you can't serve Ice-T in the Army. You guys both blew up my microphones. You can't serve Ice-T in the Army.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel. He was shooting... No, he was on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
I was at Jimmy Letterman.
He was on
Jimmy
Craig
Ferguson?
Schaefer.
Craig Schaefer?
He was on that one Seth Kimmel.
Yep. Yeah, but no, they were shooting basketball weird objects. Did you see that one?
No, I never.
They shot weird objects on there, and they had to shoot at a hoop. Take turns. They shot a bag of charcoal, an open bag of charcoal,
that's
and tried to
like,
make it into a hoop.
It's kind of like stuff that Letterman used to do.
And then the final object was a super soaker.
Mmm.
Like, how is that going to go down? Just throwing a giant super soaker into a net.
Meow.
What's the point?
Yeah, well, there wasn't
it's
much.
It's pointless. I liked it. We watched after last week's last episode, we watched that fucking drum off between...
Dram off.
Will Ferrell and Chad Smith from Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was funny. I watched that like twice.
Did you watch...
And I couldn't help laugh. I was laughing.
Did you watch Celebrity Mean Tweets 7?
No, I didn't get a chance to, but I will soon.
All right. You should rig that up now. We can hear it on the air. It's only a couple minutes.
Okay.
Is it
probably on
a YouTube thingamabobber. Celebrity Mean Tweets 7. Dude, so the premise is... It's on Jimmy Kimmel. They have celebrities read tweets that strangers have written about them that are mean. And then they're really mean. And then the celebrities get to read them, and it's about them.
Okay, we only got what's coming up here is number 6.
All right. So you might be able to tell these people by their voices.
Sophie, I'm very much looking forward to the day when the world stops sucking George Clooney's lumpy-faced bastard.
That was George Clooney.
Yeah, Sophie. It was.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I hate John Hamm. I hate his face. I hate his pig name. I hate how smug he always looks. I hate John Hamm.
Jennifer Garner looks like a duck's vagina. Ducks.
A duck's twat.
That's not nice.
That butter that they put on your popcorn in movie theaters, it's actually made from John Goodman's ball sweat. Oh, honey.
The Bob Balaban storyline on Seinfeld is creepy as f. My stomach turns when I see that goofy little worm.
That's the guy that fell
That's
in love with Elaine
really good.
And then ended up working for Greenpeace.
I want to pee in Sarah Silverman's face. No reason behind it. No reason needed.
Whatever. Tom Hanks is a whiner. Oh, boo-hoo. So you have a tropical island all to yourself.
You. I have a turtle sandbox, bitch.
My mom thinks that Joseph Gordon-Levitt looks like a Q-tip.
Benedict Cumberbatch, what a dickhead.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's B-E-N-E-D-I-C-T.
That's the guy that plays Sherlock.
Rob Lowe looks like skin cancer.
Can people stop saying Cate Blanchett is beautiful? Cate Blanchett is f***ing gross, dude. That's the worst you can do, okay?
Listening to Tim Robbins on the radio, what a pretentious Is it pretentious of me to say that you don't know how to spell, you illiterate sucker?
I'm Bill Murray, not funny. I was glad he got shot in Zombieland. Well, that's pretty good.
Too bad they don't give an Oscar for blowing ass, because Matt Damon would win every year. Or buy another zoo and live in it, born eyed head. Hashtag no disrespect to Ben Affleck.
So that's celebrity mean tweets.
Yeah, I think it turns out that Jimmy Kimmel is the one that wrote that last one to Matt, about Matt Damon.
Yeah, he was standing beside him reading. He was like saying it as the camera panned back and you could see him mouthing every word.
They have a feud.
Well, they have for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny.
Yep.
So check out some celebrity mean tweets, or don't. Just let us play them for you. Maybe we'll do that every week or something and play a new one. And then maybe maybe I'll ask people to make some mean tweets about me. I have a Twitter account. It's at Terry Guile. No spaces or underscores. None of that bullshit. Just T-E-R-R-Y-G-E-I-L. Mean tweet me. I'll read it on the fucking show. Say, Terry Guile thinks he's funny, huh? Well, you're fired. You stupid piece of shit. How dare you question my masculinity just because I don't have a fucking Facebook, you faggot.
But he would never be able to...
No, because he don't have a Twitter.
I know.
And he can't listen to this show because he's a dumb old motherfucker. Ah! Lodestone. Hey, Pierre, don't tell him. Hey, by the way, I almost forgot. I'm not going to play the birthday song, but yesterday being today, because today's Memorial Day, yesterday was Sunday, Pierre's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Pia.
He's a constant listener. He listens to every episode, and I know this because every once in a while he'll text me and say something that has to do with the episode, and I will have forgotten what we were talking about, and I'll say, what the fuck are you... Oh, you listen to the show, really? Ah, thanks for listening. But yeah, Pierre, I got the funniest message from him because he's a cool dude, but he's also funny. I tell him he should be a comedian. He sent me a message on Facebook that said, I'm going to be 36 on Sunday, and I'm going to get so fucking wasted.
Nice.
Well, how wasted did you get? Does a 36-year-old
person say that?
Yeah.
Don't you stop saying... Wow, my voice went high. Don't you stop saying that after you're like 29. I'm going to fucking get so drunk and smoke so many goddamn cigarettes tonight. It's going to be fucking awesome. I can't
that would
wait.
Be awesome.
Dude, I haven't smoked a cigarette in over 3 months.
That would be awesome.
And I'm still choking up fucking...
You will for years, dude.
I have a friend who lives in... fucking Alaska, and that doesn't have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. But he said he's quit for 9 years, still choking that shit up.
Yep. Yep.
Another person said
Derek?
17. No, his name is Tony Rocadero.
Did Derek move to Alaska?
No, he's decided to go on Survivor after all. No, just kidding.
Dude, him and I still think we should submit a secret tape for Pat.
He would be so pissed, but his wife would make him go, or she would like say, I'm leaving you if you don't.
Yeah, and then he'd go on Survivor.
And he'd win because he knows. It was so funny when I told him that Derek's mom thought that Derek would always win. And he was like, there's no way he would win. Like, he knew every aspect of the game and how you have to be to win. Mm-hmm. He's like, I know Derek. He could never win that game. He's like, how do you even know what you have to do to win? Because you watch it every week, Pat Wambacher.
Yeah, what if we told him that it was this season, it was at Monteith. Survivor Monteith.
You just got to survive around Albany?
Yeah, yeah. You just got to go out to that sandbar on the Monteith.
Is that Banishment Island?
Yep.
Is that how it works? Do they have one of those?
Sometimes they have an exile island.
That's what I meant. I couldn't think of the right word.
Banishment Island.
You get banished to the banister.
Mm-hmm. Tyler Perry came up with one of the parts of this season. He was on the last episode for some reason.
Yeah. You know how out of touch some people are with reality? I have a friend who thought that Tyler Perry was Aerosmith's production agency.
Is that where he got his name?
Yeah, he stole it from Aerosmith.
Hmm.
Hi, I'm Tyler Perry.
That would be weird.
I'm Steve. I'm Stevie Joe.
That does sound like a pseudonym now.
Stevie
Joe. You think Tyler Perry is a big Aerosmith fan?
I don't know, but I'm about to find out. Hans, last time you was listening to Aerosmith, was you hanging out with Tyler Perry?
What was the last Tyler Perry movie you saw?
Believe it or slurp it, never seen a Tyler Perry movie.
I haven't either.
Even a clip. I've never even watched a clip.
I know he had the number one Christmas movie in the season of no other Christmas movies.
I've seen stills.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Steven stills.
Yep.
Okay, what's in Hans' CD player today?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Hans, thanks for asking about the show. He told everybody to have a good show with victims because he wasn't there. And, of course, people were asking about you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is funny, and I know you'll get a kick out of it and you won't be offended, but you know how stoked little Tony is from Spawn all the time, right, Hans? Well, he came up to Robert Johnson after the show, and he's like, fuck, dude. He's like, Hans is pretty badass and shit. He goes, but you're fucking way better. But that's just because he's up there doing it right now, and Tony had been drinking, you know, so don't take offense with that. Hans is listening to something that he turned me on to years ago when we used to play in the band together, Autopsy.
Ah.
Which is the drummer sang in that band, which is odd for metal bands to have a singing
Autopsy.
Drummer. Autopsy, that's right. And that Chris Reifert, he did some jamming.
Reifert.
He was in Death, I think, for a while. Like the first album or something, but...
First album.
And now this will probably piss Hans off, which is always good to do on a Monday. I was listening to a double album on my record player, on my turntable, by The Beatles. He hates the Beatles. Well, he might not anymore, but back when we were in Victims and John Lennon had been the only one that was dead, he'd say, you know, the only thing it'd take to get the Beatles back together, three more bullets. Yeah, but now it's down to a bullet and a knife.
Would you consider doing Norwegian wood in the style of Norwegian metal?
Norwegian wood metal.
Yep.
Norwegian metal. My church has burned. I was listening to the White Album. No Norwegian wood, but I like that White Album. It's got some weird that revolution.
That's probably my favorite.
It's good, dude. There's a lot. There's a wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
There's the sing-songy Paul McCartney thing.
Yeah, except for Blackbird.
Dude, sorry. I like that.
I know you like it. That's why I said it.
Ooh.
Because I don't like it.
I was playing it on my guitar. I can play it.
I mean, it's not that I don't like it. It's just it's easy to make fun of.
Oh, of course.
Because he goes, Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Yep, that's true. And, you know, speaking of birds flying, which has to do a little bit with wings.
And he gets all happy. He's all serious and dark. And then he gets...
He's like, I can't decide whether I'm happy or sad.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm bipolar and I'm Paul McCartney. I like to sing about birds because I'm going to call them bad wings.
Didn't he do like orchestrative shit just to prove like he could do it and then said, it doesn't interest me, so I'm going back to rock and roll.
George Martin did that stuff with the Beatles. Well, you mean after
Beatles? Well, no, I mean after the Beatles. Like, you know, I don't know if he was just kind of showing off or whatever, but I thought he did like a whole like orchestrated piece, like wrote the music and everything and then just to do it. And then was like, well, I could do this.
But I'm not gonna.
Yeah, because the Beatles were kind of like that too, you know, with, what was that song?
Eleanor Rigby?
No, the one that they kind of, back in the USSR with the Beach Boys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Them kind of being like, we could do that, but
we're not gonna.
It was kind of one
note. We're just
gonna
do it for 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's just one note.
We're just kidding around. But yeah, we were talking about, well, it's Paul McCartney, and he had a band called Wings, and then we like to talk about Mondegreens. We have our last couple episodes
Mondegreens.
I found out an Alice in Chains Mondegreen that I thought
okay.
was...
Okay. All right, all right.
So it's off the song Down in a Hole.
He's actually saying,
Losing Control, and then it says, I'd like to fly.
But my wings have been so denied.
Right. Well, I thought he said, my wings have been sewn tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You sew your wings up. I can't fly with my wings sewn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was saying, no, it says you can't my wings have been sewn.
Yeah.
And Dana's all, been sewn what? Then I was like, no, tonight. And she's like, no, it's been so denied. My wing. And how do you deny wings? You're not wings.
No.
How do you deny
them? Wings? It's basically like you don't get into heaven. Your wings have been denied.
It all means putting a needle in his arm.
I'd like to fly, but my wings have been denied.
Somebody took his needle away.
Yeah.
I can't somebody fly without a needle in my arm.
Yep.
Just stick 80 needles
someone,
inside my
somebody
back.
Used the oh. only clean needle, and that was before he would share needles.
Yeah. Really? Share needles from fucking butt trumpet?
Yeah. Is she still around?
Yeah, she is. The other one died. Yeah. Blowtorch Betty.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Bianca Butthole.
One of the two.
What a good... She's such a good name. Such a good name. Bianca Butthole. You guys ever been kicked in the balls really hard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Both of you have?
Yeah.
By have a not?
Yeah.
Not really. I've been pretty lucky.
Females, of course.
Both of you by a female? Or were you lying?
I've been a couple times. But it's been so long ago, it's like school. It just happens.
I kicked a guy in the nuts when I think I talked about it one time a long time ago on the show, and I got scolded by the teacher because, you know, that could... Because family jewels. That's the first time I heard family jewels. I was like in the fourth grade, and I'm like, what kind of jewels?
Bobby Hill went through that. Bobby Hill went through that same thing. I remember we talked about that.
Yeah, you can't kick people in the nuts.
Nope. Nope.
Well, there's this guy in Albuquerque who says that he got kicked in the nuts by the cops so hard that he lost a testicle. Which I wonder when I read that if it just fell out of his ball sack.
Or No, it flew out his ass.
Oh, or maybe it went up in his ass. Like through, there's a tunnel that goes from your ball sack to your butthole.
Yep.
Through the taint.
Uh-huh.
But it's usually blocked off if you're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
If you start to get a little unhealthy, sometimes you can get your ball knocked out your ass.
you
guys know that?
No,
it's a medical anomaly as well, just like being a big boned fat girl. That just has sex with black guys. But no, he says that he got pulled over for DUI, which they call it DWI down there.
Because
it's harder to say.
While.
Dwy.
Dwile.
He resisted arrest, and that they said they were only fighting him to protect themselves. But why did he. Why did they have to kick him in the balls? That's just rude. He already had scrapes.
He might have tried to take a swing at their nuts or something.
That could
remember that internet sensation, kickedinthenuts.com?
No, is that a thing?
Yeah. They even did it on Family Guy.
Kickedinthenuts.com!
I thought that was
AC/DC song.
It was a guy in an orange wig, and he would go up and just run up and just kick you square in the nuts. And then you'd double over, or the person would double over, or, you know, whatever, right? That you do when you get kicked in the nuts, or they'd want to fight him, and then he'd go, no, look, there's a camera over there, you're on our show, Kicked in the Nuts, and then they'd be totally cool with it. They'd be like,
cool.
They'd laugh, and then shake hands.
It's funny how a little bit of money and being on TV will really change your outlook.
And then there's one time when he ran up and kicked a kid in the nuts.
You can't do that.
And then the dad chased him, and then he ran away from him, and then he turned around and kicked him in the nuts.
Right in the nuts. Well, God damn it.
Yeah, but the whole thing was, too, because he wore the orange wig, it was kind of okay, too.
Oh.
Like the orange afro wig.
Yep. So it's okay to kick you in the nuts. But this guy had to be hauled to the hospital, and then he did have to have one of his testicles surgically removed. And this is not the first time the Albuquerque Police Department has been accused of using excessive force. Like I said earlier in the show, they're just like shooting homeless people and shit that seemed like they could be a threat. But it turns out he was just like a homeless guy that probably wasn't going to do anything to him. But if the cops are fucking with you guys, don't resist, dude. Even if they're telling you that you did something you didn't, just do what they say.
Yep.
Lay down and let them fuck you in the ass if you have to. Otherwise, they might shoot you in the balls.
Ouch.
Here's another one right here. Fuck, I just pulled up my page to get this outro song, and it says California outro police caught on camera fatally shooting man.
Man.
May 21st.
That'll happen when you got people around.
When you got cops and people around, there's a chance that the cops may kill the people.
It can happen.
Shit can happen. Shit can happen. Yeah. Oh, that was another CD I had, D12. Remember those guys?
D12?
It was Eminem's all-star band.
Oh, no.
Oh, joy.
I do remember that, actually.
Yeah.
How many albums did they do?
Just like 12.
What?
No, two, I think, two. And then one of the dudes got killed, remember?
Busta Rhymes.
Proof.
Busta Rhymes.
No, his rapper buddy Proof got killed.
Oh. You have proof of that?
I have proof, dude. Why wouldn't I have proof? I got proof I'm a D12 fucking CD. All right, you guys, thanks for listening on a Monday.
Yep.
I know it wasn't nothing spectacular, but I swear,
yep,
these shows are going to get better and better.
Yep.
It was the 300th episode. Did it feel weird, Flames?
Weird. Yes, it did.
We're now 14 years in dog years.
Sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. We're old enough to fuck. We're old enough to fuck a dog.
Yep. On the chain.
Just try not to.
More power to ya.
Oh, wait. Before we just keep talking about fucking dogs, let's talk about something important. Go to tagcastpodcast.com and please click on the donate icon to support.
Donate icon, please.
Even though I don't like sports, but whatever. And do some Amazon shopping, too. That's fun.
Yeah.
And then.
Everybody loves an Amazon.
Come out to Denny's this Friday. I'll be there.
Friday.
And then Bleepin' Funny on Saturday in Eugene. I'll give you more information on that as the week unfolds.
More information on that.
I am going to put plugs away for a while, so you're going to miss out on that. And
plugs
if you miss it, I'll bring them
back.
This is the I Say Everything Twice episode, remember?
Everything twice. I need a cowbell like Bobby Hill's mom had.
Cowbell?
Yep, she would go, and then say the same thing that he said, and then it automatically made it funny.
Isn't it more like a dinner bell, though?
No, like a dinner bell. Ding, 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 ding.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you on Hump Day.
Thanks for listening. Ding, ding, ding.
Later, Flames.
Y'all come back now, yeah?
Rock off.